You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I'm not afraid of normal things. It amazes me when my friend is a DVD distributor. He's like, you know what? People love horror movies because teenagers, they love to pay to be frightened. I go, that's because they have not lived long enough to know that real life will scare the shit out of you. There is no reason to go pay to be scared. Because at this age, I could care less if a vampire walked in my house. I truly wouldn't even blink an eye. But look at this mole. Yeah, that scares me. Look at that mole. Yeah. It's got ridges on it now. It didn't 3 weeks ago.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Cannot hear you or anything else.
You can't hear me?
Nope.
Can you hear me?
Kevin, can you hear me?
Got it.
Oh, we got it fixed. We
did. Forgot to turn on the volume.
No. It was turned down on the bottom part.
Someone messed with my mic.
Somebody messed with a lot of stuff in here.
It's double twisted. It's never double twisted like this.
I can't tell you about the double twist thing, but we did have an engineer in here because he was logged into both these computers.
Yeah, mine too.
So,
sanitize everything.
He was doing, Kevin, he was doing his job. So,
yeah.
we are grateful that he was in here.
What does he even do? He's in here like every day.
Well, probably his job.
There's so much you can update on a computer.
Okay, so you think he comes in here and logs into each one, everybody's computer for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Kevin, how are you feeling?
Still have stomach problems, but yesterday I took a laxative, and let me tell you.
Wait.
It is like cleansing.
Your stomach problem was that you couldn't go?
Yeah, I couldn't go. It was like up there, and it felt like someone was like squeezing my stomach and also punching it at the same time, but then nothing came out.
Okay.
He's been talking about this for a while now.
Thank you, Gavin.
And because I had the same reaction Katie did. It's like, wait a second, the problem is slow going.
Yeah, it's not going at all.
We've gone the opposite direction.
And which is a different sensation for you.
Yes.
And so you took a laxative, which mm-hmm. I've never taken.
Oh, really?
No. How was it?
It hurts. Not like it hurts, but it pushes.
Are we talking about a laxative or a suppository?
A laxative.
What's a dispository?
Oh, yeah. Tell them what a dispository is.
I'm not going to do that on the air.
I'll tell you.
What?
It's when regular medicine's not enough. So sometimes you got to take, it looks like a pill, but it's not a pill you swallow. It's a pill that goes in the other way.
What?
And it dissolves while it's up there. They give it to pregnant women.
And it makes you go.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Good thing they didn't give me that because I don't think. No. But it flowed.
Yeah.
The bowels were moving.
Okay.
I just said the bowels are moving.
Okay. So
but now it's back. I think it's because I got cold brew and the acidity of the cold brew, like.
Well, coffee's a constipator.
Right. No, it's a.
No, I thought it was
the other
way
around.
Yeah, I thought it helps. Yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to help.
Well, okay.
And I took Pepto-Bismol this morning, too.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right. So fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we missed you.
I think I ate something bad.
That.
can't always blame it on that.
Yes. What else would happen? I just magically just had stomach problems.
Well, I guess that's a good point. Like, yeah. You can't really catch a stomach problem that constipates you, right?
I have no idea.
It's either sushi or flan. So the two I narrowed down.
Neither of those things seem like they would have that effect.
Yeah.
What if the flan was made with expired milk?
I think it would go the other way.
Definitely.
Huh. Well, we'll never know.
We'll never know. Mm. That's true. 106.5
The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Right, so it's time for us to go back to the great state of Florida.
Katie, love this 90s sitcom music.
Katie found a story about assault.
Yep.
Okay. But sometimes when it comes to Florida especially, it's what the assault is done with. What are the details?
A young man who was a former employee of Atlanta's Gentlemen's Club on 66th Street.
Okay.
So Atlanta's, but it's in Florida. He got into a verbal altercation with his previous boss.
Okay.
And the boss kind of shooed him out, followed him out. He leaned into his car and he threw a cheeseburger at the former boss.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah. According to police, it struck the victim in the left upper shoulder, and according to the affidavit, did cause bodily harm. When the young man, cheeseburger chucker, was asked did you really do this? He admitted to throwing the cheeseburger at his former boss and said, quote, "I'll do it again."
Okay. There's obviously a lot to unpack. First of all, love the fact that this is a guy who threw something at his boss. Who has not had the thought at one point, man, if I had Mad Lib any food in my hand, I would chuck it at my boss right now.
I've had a couple.
Me too. Second of all, if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that we're always on a quest for the perfect food
related assault.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because not all food is created equal.
No. And there, listen, Assault is assault, and we know that.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not funny, Kevin.
No. And we're not talking about throwing salt either.
No.
Okay? However, there are a few foods that we believe should be worked into the justice system and where we all decide, probably take it to the Supreme Court, that it is okay to throw at somebody in anger.
Right. Yeah.
One of those things we know, Subway sandwich.
Subway sandwich is one.
Okay.
Another one is a burrito.
But it cannot be frozen.
Can't be a frozen burrito. No. None of these can be frozen.
No.
And the best part about, are you seeing something, a commonality? Subway sandwich, burrito, cylinder shaped, so easy to throw. Get a good spiral on it.
Yes. Okay.
Two, it explodes.
Yes. So the explosion aspect of it is very important. Mm-hmm. If somebody were to throw, let's say, a tomahawk steak at somebody.
Not funny.
No, 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 no.
That's assault.
Straight to jail.
Yes. It's got a bone in it, for God's sake.
It's got a bone in it. And you could throw that overhand. It could, like, go like a
tomahawk. Max,
like a tomahawk. Just occurred to me why we call it that. Okay. So there is, and there's no gray area.
Right.
It's either yes or no.
Yep.
I'm going to say cheeseburgers in the yes column.
Oh, I'm going to take it a step further.
Okay.
I think a cheeseburger might be the perfect food weapon.
Okay, now why is that?
It's smaller. Because unlike a burrito and a Subway sandwich, especially a burrito, we all have been to Chipotle. We all know that unless you get a good fold on it, it's a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, it very well could come apart before it ever hit somebody.
I think a burrito is more of the Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
Because you hold on to a Molotov cocktail too long.
Okay, it explodes in your hand.
It's going to go sideways on you.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And that's humiliating.
Yeah, everybody how embarrassing.
Knows.
Let your burrito explode on you.
Right. But a cheeseburger.
Now, here is a food that on the surface, you would think, yes, that is okay to throw at somebody, but it's actually not.
Why?
Pizza.
Oh, pizza. Yeah, no, I agree with that.
The cheese will just burn you.
Not only that, but, I mean, you can't really get a good arc with a slice of pizza.
I think if you held it sideways.
Like a Frisbee?
Yeah, and you kind of just... Whew,
I forgot.
Like a throwing star. If you did it like that.
I'm in California. All pizza, if you hold it by the crust, it still sticks out straight. Real pizza should not do that. But okay. All right. That's fair. The Frisbee throw, like a Chinese star.
Yeah. But I'm going to go overhand with it. But don't.
But I mean, it's still not better than a cheeseburger.
And the cheese would burn the person. So that makes it off the list. We cannot do that.
Okay, then a hamburger.
Hamburger's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, hamburger, cheeseburger, we're fine.
But a hamburger loaded with like lettuce, onion, tomato.
Yep. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I need that pop.
Don't hit me with a cheeseburger with just ketchup.
Yeah. No.
That's not what we mean.
Kevin, you got anything you want to throw in there?
Maybe like a Foob Tube.
Oh, like a breakfast burrito? That counts.
A dead burrito.
That counts as a burrito, though.
I would say...
Hot dog.
What?
A hot dog.
Hot dog.
It's not bad. That's not bad.
It does seem like you could throw it overhand and kind of make a shoo, 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 shoo.
It's hard to aim something that goes shoo, 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 shoo.
You think?
I think so.
Well, I don't think so. Like, if I took this pen and I went shoo, 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 shoo.
Okay, but that was good aim.
Were you aiming at that corner?
Yes.
Okay, so it hit right where you wanted.
Exactly
wow.
Where I wanted.
All right, okay.
Well then we're going to put hot dog on there, too. So
something we can't do.
Okay.
Okay? Any kind of soup?
No, yeah, obviously. Well, it's not just the heat. It's also the fact that how you throw soup.
Well, you have to be close to somebody.
Although, what if you put the soup in your mouth and spit it at somebody?
That's not going to get fair. That's going to dribble on your face.
That's
embarrassing.
That's for hand-to-hand combat. That's when you're close. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
How do we feel about spaghetti?
I love the concept of spaghetti as a weapon. We're talking about what food would make a good weapon. I love the concept.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's practical in real life, but a meatball, I mean, you can get away with a meatball. It seems perfect. And a meatball stain.
I can't think of a more humiliating thing to throw on a person because some of the noodles are going to stay on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's going to make a
And it's not just going to hit them and bounce off. It's going to, some of them are going to be laying on their shoulders. And now you do have to commit to getting your hand dirty.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Wipe it off.
It's war.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, we're always on the hunt for the perfect food weapon. The latest is cheeseburger out of the great state of Florida. If you see something, say something and let us know, because this hunt continues.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, where you tell us your maiden name and your married name, and then we'll tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we're going to tell you why. Let's start with Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
All right. So what was your maiden name?
Charles.
Nicole Charles.
Nicole Charles.
Now, do you go by Nikki or just Nicole?
Both.
Both. Mm. Nikki Charles is a good name.
Ooh, Nikki Charles is very cute.
Nikki Charles is a sexy tomboy.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me that Nikki Charles was the lead singer of, like, a 90s, like, all-girl, alt-rock band.
She'd say things like, I'm not like other girls. I'm not into makeup.
Yeah, I don't wear bras.
Right, yes.
I don't need to. These are perky. I love that. Okay. What is your married name?
Fasnick.
What?
Say it again.
Fasnick.
Fash with an F?
Yes.
Fasnick.
Fasnick.
Okay, I have to tell you something. This is a little Nazi-ish.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Okay, it's not what I want.
It can't be
Nikki,
the first time
it is not what
this.
I want for you, okay?
Fasnick sounds like a brass snap on a shirt or something. Like, we're out of Fasnicks. But at the same time, though, I do like this.
Okay.
You could be Nikki Fasnick. Nikki Fasnick is fun. It's crackly.
But nobody's going to say it. Gavin,
Nikki
come on.
Fasnick.
No. Ooh. Nikki Fasnick.
It's actually spelled F-T-A-C-N-I-K.
It's like a cat walked across the keyboard. That's a downgrade.
Yeah, that made it a downgrade.
That is a huge downgrade. Thank you so much.
Nikki.
Let's talk to Anna Marie. Hello, Anna Marie.
Hello.
All right, so Anna Marie, we're playing the married name upgrade downgrade. What's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Rizzo.
Rizzo. Not Rizzo? Rizzo.
Rizzo. Technically, it's Spanish, so it's Rizzo.
Okay, Rizzo. Oh, okay. Anna Marie Rizzo.
Why don't I like that?
I don't know. I feel like I should. Anna Marie Rizzo.
It sounds like you're stuttering a little bit somehow. Anna Marie Rizzo.
In Spanish, it's Ana Maria Rizzo.
Okay, would you say it like that? I like it a lot more.
Does sound pretty.
Okay, that's helping.
What's
your
married name?
So I'm not married yet, but I'm engaged, and his last name is Navarro.
Navarro.
We love a Navarro.
Anna Maria Navarro.
Anna Maria Navarro.
Yes, that is a telenovela star.
Yes, you have sexy big red lips.
Yes. No, Antonio. I
cannot.
We should not. We mustn't. But we must.
My Anna Maria.
It's going to be a big upgrade.
Yeah,
how
we love
big
it.
Is your wedding? Is it going to be a big grand wedding?
It is. It is. A lot of family. I'm sad because I'm planning to keep my last name. So,
Anna Maria, I know you called with an agenda. I'm sorry.
That's just not how this works.
That's not how it works. Okay. Good luck with your wedding. We love you for listening.
We sure
do. We got time for one more. Apologies to everybody else. Marsha, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, I understand your husband is in the car with you, right?
Yes, he's the one that called.
Okay,
understand that we do not care about that, okay? If it hurts his feelings, it's none of our business.
All right, so what, Marsha, what was your maiden name?
Slickinger.
Slickinger, like Slick?
Yep.
That's a character from League of Their Own.
Yes, it is.
Marsha Schlickinger.
Oh, my God, it is.
All right, what's your name now?
Ashford.
Say one more time.
Ashford.
Ash.
Yes, yeah. Ash and the car Ford.
Okay.
Ashford.
And do we say it as Ashford or do we say Ashford?
Ashford.
Okay. Marsha Ashford.
Comes out of my mouth.
Listen, Marsha Ashford, if she is leading a bake sale, she's pissed. Okay. Yeah. And she's organizing and she's talking trash about everybody. Did you see who brought homemade brown? Or do you see who brought store-bought brownies?
Yeah.
Again. I don't care that she's a single mother. I don't care that she works. You know what, Sam, with your kids?
She does good, but she doesn't do it in a good way.
No, but she raises a lot of money for the school.
And Slickinger is fun. I like.
You won't believe what I was called in high school.
Yes, we can.
She called me. Yes, you can. Oh, wait, the whole class laughed.
Are you allowed to say it on the air?
I don't think so.
Well, then don't. Okay, then just don't. Okay. In fact, I'm muting you right now. Because I'm too worried you're going to pull a Slickinger on us.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go with Upgrade.
I'm going to go with Upgrade because of clearly the childhood trauma that she suffered.
Yes.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we want to ask you a question. How do you feel about your partner, your current partner, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, having a conversation with their ex? And how do you feel about them having a conversation with their ex about their relationship? 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You can call or text us at that number. And we're getting into this because Dax Shepard, who used to be an actor, now he seems to be just a podcaster.
And does commercials.
Yeah. He was on one of his many podcasts that he has. And he was talking to his ex-girlfriend. Now, his ex-girlfriend, who was a guest on his show, they dated for 9 years. Wow. And they had a pretty frank discussion about their relationship. Here is a clip from it.
So when we broke up, I think, certainly in retrospect, like, it was time for that.
Yeah.
Like, we both, I think, was amicable as it could be when you're with someone.
Absolutely.
So, like, the breakup was manageable, but I will say, for a while, I did think, well, I'll never be in love with someone again. Like, in that way, I had a deep fear. I'm like, oh, I don't think I'll ever really feel the way I felt about Bree with anybody. I was quite scared of that.
And that was his take. And then there was another part where she got very emotional while they were talking because she said how hard it was for her to mourn the life that they had planned together. Now, they, you know, never got married. They never had kids. They have both moved on and had kids and gotten married and stuff like that. Dax Shepard married to Kristen Bell, who is a perfect little pixie. So, like, I don't think that there are, like, there's like romantic love still there between the two of them, but how would it make you feel to hear that conversation with your partner and their ex?
I think that they're always bad for me, always bad, but there would probably be varying degrees of bad. So if it was a relationship that was quite a long time ago, it would be a lot easier to consume than if it was something recent.
And I think this must have been a long time ago because him and Kristen Bell, they've been married for at least 10 years, right? Probably.
Yeah. I think in my relationship with my partner, I do feel very, very secure. So that also lessens it, you know? Like, if I was in a relationship where I didn't necessarily always feel like, okay, is this person like really loves me? Like, we're good. That would amp up the anxiety for me as well.
I don't know how it would make me feel. I
feel like it would make you feel nothing.
You think?
Yeah.
Like, I'd just be okay with it?
Kinda.
I think it would make me sad for them. Like, I'm an empathetic person. I became way more empathetic after I lost my daughter, but like my empathy is still kind of strange at times. And there are times where I've found all this out in therapy, that there are times where I feel empathy for other people so much so that it's at the detriment of myself and my happiness. And And I think that if I were to listen to my wife have a conversation with, now the good news for me is she didn't have any like super serious boyfriend before she and I met. She dated people, but nothing super serious.
Yeah.
So it's almost a fantasy world that I've created just playing this out in my head. But I still think I would feel so sad. It would make me like resent my relationship with her or something like that. Like it would be like, aw. Like if I heard her talk to an ex-boyfriend who said I had to mourn the life that we planned together, my brain goes to, and then we plan a life together.
And that took and away like, from him.
Right.
And now look what I get.
Because I know what it feels like to lose a life that you've planned.
Yeah.
So like my thought would be like, that's so sad.
The further I can get away from hearing that he ever loved anybody but me, the better.
So you don't even want to entertain the idea that there was somebody before you.
I prefer to pretend there was never.
Somebody, a text message we got into 916-909-1065. I think sometimes that conversation is needed. I'm okay with it, but I'm very secure in my relationship. Yeah, I guess it all
needed
comes
for who though?
Needed for the two of them
having it.
I think it's needed for the two exes because
if okay, I'll tell you what.
Closure's important.
If after all this time,
yeah,
he still needed to have this conversation, that would not make me feel good.
Even if it was for closure?
What? It's been like a decade. You are still in need of closure with this other person?
Listen, there are people who need closure from stuff that happened when they were a child.
Well, childhood trauma is very different.
But trauma is trauma. Like let's say he had his heart broken. I still have trauma from my ex-girlfriend. I 100% do. Because I found out, like, our relationship ended in the worst possible way. And I was, like, blindsided by it, and it felt terrible, and I think it's manifested all kinds of, like, terrible stuff in me. So, like, if I had closure with my ex-girlfriend... And she and I broke up 20 years ago.
If I was your wife and you still needed closure from that relationship, that would not make me happy.
How would it make you feel? Text us right now, 916-909-1065. Somebody texted him and be like, you're making me depressed. Well, blame Dax Shepard.
Right. That's, he always makes us depressed.
We blame Dax Shepard for every problem.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We want to know, what is something that your kid does that just drives you up a wall? And listen, full disclosure, kids, we love you.
Oh,
we
so
love
much.
You. And not just because we legally have to.
No.
No. You're wonderful. You're the best parts of us. But sometimes... Oh! Text in right now, 916-909-1065. We're already getting some really funny text messages. We're going to get to those in a second, but we're bringing this up because Katie's daughter, Morgan, has been driving her up a wall.
She does this thing, and I don't know why. It can't be comfortable for her. I can't even understand what is driving this.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm, say, at the kitchen sink,
mm-hmm.
or I'm at the kitchen island and I'm chopping something up or I'm doing dishes, she will come and wedge her entire body between me and the countertop. And not only is this like super annoying, but it makes it hard to do what you're doing. Not impossible.
Yeah.
But it forces you to like scoop back. So now I'm cleaning dishes, but I'm like hunched over her. She's not doing anything other than just standing there and talking to me, but she can't even look up at me because she is so scrunched between me and the counter.
Do you ever ask her why? Why
no,
do you do this?
I just keep saying, stop it. You know I don't like that.
My daughter, 6-year-old Zoe, she does a lot that drives me crazy. I'll make dinner, and then she won't eat hardly anything on her plate.
Yeah.
And then look at me, stare me dead in the eyes, and say, I want something sweet for dessert. Drives me nuts.
My boyfriend would probably say the thing that drives him nuts about the girls is that they drop their socks around the house like a weird Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah.
Like a sock tree might grow as long as they leave it right there.
Some of the ones that we got on text messages that are so funny. It takes forever to get in and out of the car.
Oh, God.
What is that? What is that all
and
about?
And why do they sometimes want to go through a different door?
Right! You know what side you sit on.
I want to go through Audrey's side. Why?
Yeah.
Why? What is it going from this side of the car to that side of the car that is so thrilling to you?
There's no answer. There's no answer for any of that. I have a toddler and he's constantly holding on to my pant leg.
That is so, and that is so relatable and so annoying.
Actually, we had a couple people texting about this one. I hate this one. The questions that aren't questions, or the interruption for questions that aren't questions. I'll be talking to somebody, talking to my wife or something, and then they'll just go, they don't even say excuse me or anything. Just like complete disregard for the social norms that play into a conversation. And they'll just be like, hey, the TV upstairs isn't working and I want to watch K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm sorry, we're in the middle of a conversation. Just stare, wait for your response.
Oh my God. You know what? Both Audrey and Morgan, Audrey has finally gotten out of this, but they have both done it. They can't start a conversation without saying mommy. And if I don't say yes, then they won't start.
Right.
They'll just keep saying, I could be looking dead in their eyes.
Yeah.
Mommy.
What?
Yeah.
We're talking about things that our kids do that drive us crazy. This one, my 3-year-old points out the obvious and asks questions about it, like, is the sun out?
That almost seems like trolling.
Are cars in front of us? Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's a hair twirler, but some say that's performance enhancing on... Are You Smarter Than Katie? $480 is what we're playing with today. Katie calls it chump change. You call it life-changing. Let's find out. Ali, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You're caller 17. Congratulations. You've earned the right to step into the ring with Katie to see who is smarter when it comes to pop culture and news. Are you ready to play? Katie has left the studio.
Yes, I am.
Five questions. Here we go. Question one. Shocking and devastating are words being used to describe what's happening to the White House as the East Wing has been demolished by President Trump to start construction on his $250 million ballroom. To see the pictures, text house, H-O-U-S-E. They're pretty intense. To 916-909-1065. When was the White House built? Was it the 1770s, the 1780s, or the 1790s?
1770s.
Question two. Seems like Disney will make almost anything into a Star Wars film now, but that's not actually true. Even actor Adam Driver couldn't get one made as he wrote a story about his character, Ben Solo, when he was young, but Disney turned it down. What is the other villainous name for Ben Solo? Three seconds. Alrighty. Question three. Rapper Gucci Mane has a book out, and he gets honest about his mental health in it. Kevin, listen to this. He says he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
He's on medication, but he says it is a struggle. Spell the word schizophrenia.
Oh, boy.
S-C-H-I-V-O-T-H-E-N-R-I-A.
Question four. If you're looking for K-pop Demon Hunter toys and dolls, you've probably noticed that there aren't really any for the most part. Well, Netflix just teamed up with Mattel to get these made, but they will not be out in time for Christmas. Early 2026. Why they waited so long, I do not know. What's the name of the K-pop group of the girls in that movie?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. Question, you don't have kids, do you?
No, I don't.
I don't have kids, and I know.
You've got a nephew, and he's practically yours. Question five. Warner Brothers Discovery is up for sale, so if you're interested in buying it. In fact, they're hurting for money so badly that HBO Max is increasing their subscription price for the third time in 3 years. Yeah. It is now $11 a month, or a yearly one-time price of $109. If you pay the yearly fee, how much do you save?
How much was the yearly fee?
$109. And it is now $11 a month.
Oh. $9?
Okay. Kevin, please bring Katie back in here. Allie, what do you do for a living?
I'm a caregiver.
You're a caregiver? Oh, my God. I love that. And do you have just like one patient, or do you have several?
Several. I work in memory care.
Memory care?
I need help with that.
Kevin, I don't think
not the way that Allie's qualified to help. Wow, that must be a really hard job. We're thankful that you do what you do.
Thank you.
All right, Allie's going on hold. And Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number one, shocking and devastating. Those are just some of the words being used to describe what's happening to the White House. The East Wing has been demolished by President Trump to start construction on his $250 million ballroom. Again, if you want to see pictures of it, it looks like it's out of a movie. Text the word house, H-O-U-S-E. When was the White House built? 1770s, 1780s, or the 1790s?
Sorry. 1780s?
1790s. Took us a long time to build it. Question two. Seems like Disney will make anything into a Star Wars TV show or movie. God. That's actually not true. Katie's boyfriend, Adam Driver, couldn't even get one made. He wrote a story about his character, Ben Solo, when he was younger, but Disney turned it down. What is the other villainous name for Ben Solo?
And this is Adam Driver?
Yes.
Kylo Ren.
Wow!
What?
Yeah!
She knows that because right. She likes Adam Driver.
Yeah, derpy face.
Yeah, that ugly SOB. So sexy.
Question three. Rapper Gucci Mane has a book out, and in the book, he talks about how he was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Oh, wow.
And bipolar disorder. He says it's a real struggle. Spell the word schizophrenia.
Oh, come on. Okay. P. Really?
Yeah. S.
What am I thinking?
I don't know. Pneumonia?
How did you start it with P?
I thought it was like P-S.
Oh, you're thinking of pneumonia.
No, I'm thinking of...
Cirrhosis?
No.
Pseudo?
Psychosis.
Oh. Psychology.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. S-C-H-I...
Shut up, Kevin.
Z-O-P-H-R-E-N-I-A. Allie, you got really close to it, honestly. Yeah. Question four. If you're looking for those K-pop Demon Hunter toys and dolls, you've probably noticed by now that there really aren't many. And the ones that are out there, not great quality. Well,
no, I did order our daughter some.
And were they janky?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you move their hair, it's just big chunks of bald spots.
Oh, my.
Every one of them has the exact same face.
Well, there's good news and there's bad news.
Okay.
I don't know why they waited so long, but Netflix just teamed up with Mattel to get these toys made. So quality K-pop Demon Hunter dolls.
That is shocking that it took so long.
But they are not going to be out in time for Christmas.
Wow.
I know. It's like, this is what happened with Wicked. Remember,
that's
like
so
the
stupid.
Wicked dolls weren't out in time for Christmas last year. Like there were a couple, but not many. Like the supply was really low. Anyway, what's the name of the K-pop girls group in that movie?
Huntrix.
What's the name of the boy group?
Saja Boys.
That's right.
Wow.
Spoiler alert, they're demons.
Kevin!
Goo Goo Gaga. Question five. Warner Brothers Discovery is up for sale, Katie, so if you want to buy it.
Sure.
They're taking offers. They're hurting for money so badly that HBO Max is increasing the subscription price for the third time in 3 years. It's now $11 a month. And you can save money by getting a yearly one-time price of $109.
Okay.
So if you pay the yearly fee, how much money are you saving?
Oh, wow. Okay. One, two, one, three, two, one, nine, carry, borrow, 12, 11, 10,
3 9, seconds, 3,
3,
2,
1,
123,
and... nope, $23.
Oh my God!
I'm shocked.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Save yeah, 23 was. Bucks. Allie, are you there?
I am.
You have a job way more important than we do, but you got zero right. And Katie got three. Katie wins on that goose egg. We're going to have $20 to jackpot tomorrow, making $500.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Wow. That's impressive.
That's half a grand.
Yes, it is, Kevin. Yes, it is. Allie, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today. But thank you so much for listening.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's time for Fun Delivered, Part 1. Fun Delivered, Part 1.
And we got the box back?
We have the box.
Okay.
Yesterday, we went looking for the box, Kevin, while you were here, and we could not find it.
I told you where I put it.
You put it in there?
I was told to put it in there.
I don't, okay.
And then I told you the same day where I put it.
You definitely didn't tell me.
Was I having drinks? Because it was for a party here at work. We had this really big party here at the Odyssey suite that we call the Ridge. And we were told to clean up the studio, and we thought the Fun Delivered box was, like,
we tucked it under the console, but...
Not enough, I guess.
Not enough.
And we couldn't find it yesterday, so we had a little bit of a panic, but we have it. We have the box, and it is low. I texted Rebecca, and, yeah, I texted the girls, Rebecca and Jenna, who own Fun Delivered, and I was like... Siren alert.
Well, I'm gonna pick mine.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that there aren't precious gems in here.
No, and we've gone over that before. When the box dwindles, we're humans, we go for the big packages first of lost packages that didn't get delivered in the mail. And, you know, we like interesting shapes, but sometimes we've had some very boring, very small things that have been explosively fun in this studio. What'd you get?
I cannot for the life of me tell you what this is, but boy, does it feel like a bra that has like plastic things where the boobs go to like keep it from getting smashed, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
like protectors.
Yeah, it has two things.
Ooh. I have felt that package before.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, if this isn't a bra, I will be shocked.
If it's not a bra, what could it be?
I don't know, because it's shaped like a bra, and I hope it's lingerie. I hope it's
sexy. Yeah,
it's like a rave bra.
It's very big, too. It's for a busty gal.
Yeah.
Kevin, you want to go?
Sure.
All busty right. gal for a busty gal.
Mm-hmm. So this is Part 1 of Fun Delivered, if you've never heard it before. Fun Delivered is a company where they buy up undelivered packages, kind of like the lockers on Storage Wars. We don't know what's inside. They don't know what's inside, but you buy it up, and you kind of... have a little surprise egg moment with yourself. It's a lot of fun, and we're going to open it in a little bit. So what did you pick out, Kevin?
I picked out, it looks like a rectangular shape. It feels flimsy,
but
there's a spine to it.
Oh, so maybe it's a book?
A diary.
It doesn't feel like a book. Maybe like a calendar or a journal.
You have wanted a journal.
I do. I did.
It's part of his river therapy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You journal what you're feeling as the waters flow.
I mean.
And it's supposed to help you, like, get your mind, your words out of your mind
right.
better.
Yeah.
Oh my, Katie, it just spilled everything.
Knocking over all my water bottles. For which there are many.
Gavin, there's 5 packages.
Oh, bitch, my God, don't sass him so much.
All right, against my better judgment, I was holding the biggest one left in there, which feels like a sweatshirt or something. Mm. I ended up going with this little black bubble-wrapped one because of an interesting sound.
Oh.
Like there's something in there that's multiple pieces. I just hope it's good. Like
you don't want a bunch of tiny screwdrivers,
which we've gotten. We've gotten a whole package of like literally like 30 tiny screwdrivers.
That's the best part of this game is you truly do not know.
No,
it could be anything from a universal remote for a DVD player or a penis pump.
Right, all of which we've gotten.
Yes.
So okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music. We're going to come back and open these packages on the air. It is Fun Delivery.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It's time for Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. This is part two, where we open the packages that we have picked out. We don't know what's inside. Fun Delivered didn't even know what was inside when they sent them to us. But here we are. Now, a quick recap. Oh, by the way, if you want to play Fun Delivered with yourself, if you enter promo code WAKEUPCALL, all as one word, you get to save 10% off your purchase. WAKEUPCALL. Katie,
yeah.
Picked out a package that, fingers crossed, is something sexy.
Yeah, it feels like it is some sort of bra that has, like, cups inside to keep it from flattening out.
Yeah, to protect it somehow. Yeah. Kevin, you picked out...
rectangular, kind of like a portfolio size.
Feels kind of like a journal.
Yes.
We're fingers crossed on that. And mine, I have no idea. I can't tell if it's one box or two boxes, but it's got a sound to it.
I'm liking that.
All right, I am too. All right, so okay. Katie, you want to go first?
Yes.
All right.
Boys, you're in luck.
Uh-oh. Is it a sexy bra?
It's bra.
Oh,
why are they vacuum sealed?
Okay, now, well, they're not vacuum sealed. They're just in plastic. These are extraordinarily sturdy.
Oh.
Oh, those look
those
nice.
Those go all the way around.
Oh, they're sports bras.
Katie!
How can you tell?
Bras for a big-breasted gal. And I am proud for whoever ordered this.
Yes.
It is a 6XL.
6XL.
Yeah.
So she's somebody that and says, enough is enough.
It's the kind where, like, you're such a busty gal that the hooks of it are, like, super duper reinforced.
Yeah. There are so many hooks on the back of this bra, it looks like birth control.
I mean, it actually does. It looks like your little birth control tabs. And this is sturdy.
You know what? That makes me sad, too, because that big girl, she thought, I'm going to start exercising, and then the bras never showed up, and she goes, well, I'm going to take this as a sign.
Okay. Now, interestingly, there's another of the exact same bra.
Okay.
But it's just a 3XL. So we've got two.
Vision boarding.
We've got... Oh, you think
that
that's
is
what
cute.
It is?
I love that.
I thought maybe it was two two thick gal pals that said, you know what, Roberta? I want to look good.
Oh, wow. Like, I guess it could be two friends.
I like his better. Okay. Or it's like a vision board.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to be a 3X suit.
Go off, girl.
And I never thought I'd say this, but if you want to see Katie's bra, you, you text in fun, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. All right, Kevin, you're up.
Okay,
it's fun.
I found
delivered.
Some Chinese writing on the back.
Ooh.
Don't know what it means,
it
but
means
it's
make
looking
a wish.
Good. Collagen moisturizing mask.
Oh,
not a,
why are they so big?
Not a journal.
It's not a journal.
What's
but
for?
It's a two-part mask, one for your lips, one for your eye area. It's
okay.
Split design.
Well, that's fun.
And the girl on the cup on the box is Asian, so you know it's for you.
Well, I don't know if it's the good Asian.
What?
What does that mean?
What?
Oh, these feel good.
Okay.
They feel moist. I don't want to open one and waste it. What do you think?
Yeah, just do it. Put it on.
Okay, just... I don't know if I want to put this on.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because who knows where?
Yeah,
as we just
knows where not it's good. Been.
As we just discovered, it might have come from bad Asia.
Yeah,
oh, he's putting it on the on his.
Oh, I feel sexy already. Look, you just rub it in. Yes.
Kevin is wearing a collagen mask.
Sure am.
From some part of Asia that he just opened on Fun Delivered. Your lip, it accentuates how puffy your lips are.
I look beautiful. Lips. Should I do the eyes now?
Sure.
It looks like Kevin's wearing the worst Santa costume I've ever seen. Well, okay, there he goes. He's putting on.
Oh, sister. Wait, I think I still have the plastic on it.
Yeah, just take the plastic off of it. You know what? You work on that while Gavin opens it.
You got to see this. Text in fun to 916-909-1065. All right, I'm opening mine now, and it is...
We are doing very well today, you guys.
I have three. There are three boxes in mine, not one.
Which means it's three of the same thing, which we don't always love.
God damn it.
What?
Oh, did you get...
What?
What did you get?
Herbal hemorrhoid cream.
Shut up.
Kevin's inhaling the collagen.
And they ordered three boxes of it?
Three boxes of hemorrhoid cream suitable for skin. Thank God.
Yeah.
Antibacterial purposes. I don't know if I've ever gotten a hemorrhoid. So,
but if you do now.
But now if I do, I am overly prepared.
I'm so worried about this person that ordered these.
Right.
Because number one, it's so bad. They needed three bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, they didn't come.
Right. Some woman's like, Harold, I'm going to order you two. Make it three. who do you think won? Text it in 916-909-1065. And you want to see any of this, and you do. Text in the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake-up call.
Uh-oh, Pink Panthers, they are coming to Oakland, and they are going to be at the Fox Theater on November 13th. And we've got tickets. We're giving them away. And we're playing Talktionary. Katie, let's talk to your contestant first.
Okay.
All right. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you chose Katie to be your teammate in Talktionary. Katie's going to explain how the rules work.
So we've got Pictionary cards, but obviously you can't see us if we drew something. So instead, we're going to explain to you what is on these cards. Now, we can jump around, but you can't go on to the next card until all five words on this first card have been guessed. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Okay. 30 seconds on the clock. And are you both ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Go.
A baby dog is called a...
Puppy.
Yes. It's a bathing suit, but it's two pieces. It's what?
Bikini.
Yes. Before you learn to do a cartwheel, and you're a little kid, you learn to do a...
Somersault.
Yep. Opposite of quiet.
Loud. Noisy.
Yes. This is like the worst kind of bomb.
Nuclear.
Yes! Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. If you have like a room under your house, what is it called?
That is crazy.
It is very rare that anybody gets all five on the first card. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Rebecca, you just made my job very difficult.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
All right. Let's talk to Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
All right. You heard that, right?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Pretty good. I like that. I like that.
I love him.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds for us as well. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, and go. This is a big red building on a farm.
Mm. A farm?
Yes.
One.
You fly this. It's tied to a string up in the air.
Kite.
Yes, kite. Yes. If you have a knife and you have herbs in front of you and you want to make them smaller, you have to do what?
Cut them, whittle them.
No, what? Come on, a word. It's another word for cutting up herbs like that, or chicken, or something.
Oh, chop.
Yes. Chop. Okay. Then. Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow. Man.
Ooh, whittle herbs.
Now, I understand he can't see you, but he could have heard you.
Right.
You can't gesture.
You can't gesture. I heard that chopping.
Yeah. All right, you.
Dice.
Right.
Is it dice or chop?
What it was chop. Chop. He said it. I got three.
I heard the chop.
We're not completely we're not completely out of this, Daniel, okay? We've got another round. We can go right back in it. Let's set the new bar. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds starts now. Another word for college.
After school.
They make no college. It makes it sound fancier.
Oh, university.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. If these are white fluffy things in the sky.
Wow.
Yes. Cheers. If you have a pet that goes woof woof, what is that?
A dog.
And this goes around their neck.
Collar.
Put them together.
Dog collar.
Dog
Whoa.
Collar.
Oh, damn,
God,
you better
Gavin's
leave
gonna
now.
Have a heart
Gavin's
attack.
Gonna...
I feel like I said that right at the buzzer. I should get it.
All right, you know what? Yes, you did.
You still
giving you the, I'm giving you the point. All right, Daniel, I'm gonna put you on hold. You guys need two.
Okay.
All right, where's Rebecca? Rebecca, are you there?
I am.
All right, you need two to win this whole thing. Are you ready?
Let's go, Katie.
Okay.
Yes.
30 seconds playing for tickets to see Pink Panthers at the Fox Theater on November 13th. Ready, set, go.
Okay. If someone passes away, you fly the flag at half
mast.
Yes. You use this round thing if you're like a detective to make things bigger.
Spyglass.
No,
magnifying glass.
Yes. There you go. Remember when we used to read these, like People, In Touch? Those are called what?
Magazines.
And then where would you put them in the old days?
Magazine rack.
Yeah!
Wow. Wow.
You guys are like.
Oh my God.
Connected.
Okay, these are things. Oh, wow.
Sisters.
I don't believe it. Rebecca, that was very impressive.
I do believe it.
Katie gave good clues.
Thank you, Kevin.
One of the best talkshinary players I think we've ever had.
West of the Mississippi.
That was fantastic. All right. Well, you got a pair of tickets to see Pink Panthers, Fox Theater, November 13th. Tickets still available. Go check it out. We're going to be playing this again tomorrow. I want Kevin to go tomorrow because, you know, he's doing a lot of propping you up. I want to hear him start tearing you down.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's because that's his MO. When he loses, it's you and he attacks.
Well, don't lose.
Rebecca, congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
Stay on hold. We got to get your information.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Katie just made Kevin an offer. I thought it was a sweet offer.
No, it wasn't.
It was very nice and innocent.
It's making him so mad, and it means I'm never going to stop.
Katie offered him what?
Cucumbers.
A cucumber.
Not a cucumber. You want some cucumbers? Like, she has, like, a whole bunch of cucumbers.
Well,
she's got a little baby
I don't cucumbers. Want baby cucumbers.
Give me
Why?
One. I'll take one. I'll take one.
Why do you have baby cucumbers?
Got it.
You can never have...
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God,
just
you guys
on the safe
just
side.
Like chips.
It's delicious.
Is it?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's delicious. Mm. You're missing out. Why don't you want to eat healthy?
I eat healthy.
What do you eat that's healthy?
Right. Chicken.
Uh-oh.
White meat chips.
I almost choked on a piece. What did you say? Chickpeas?
Chicken.
Oh, chicken.
White meat chicken.
Okay.
That's good for you.
Uh-huh.
From Chick-fil-A.
No, not from Chick-fil-A. Homegrown and homemade.
I wish you did have chicken coop in your backyard.
I can't. I can't. The defeathering process, I can't. I'm scarred for life.
There's so many reasons why you can't have chickens in your backyard.
I can't. I would eat them all.
They're annoying.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just feel like you put them in the pen and they just...
My neighbor tried to raise chickens and just all the time... Because it's not even like cute, like... It's just like... From the backyard, they smell. It's like, I'm glad you're getting eggs for free, I guess. I don't know. But like, it just didn't make any sense. It made me want to eat those chickens. Like, wow. it was... Anyway, all right, so besides chicken, what else do you eat that's healthy?
I eat baby carrots.
Do we accept that?
Nah, I don't.
I like baby carrots better than cucumber because cucumbers are usually used to put on your eyes for facials.
Not is... baby cucumbers.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're too small. What are you, a kid's eyes?
Well, you're the one talking about baby carrots.
Baby carrots have a lot of sugar in them.
And fine. Give me a cucumber. Let me try one. And let me tell you, I'm not going to like it.
You might.
God, this is so thick.
Can I have another one?
Yeah. No, you could have the rest of mine.
No.
Did you wash these?
Yep.
Well, there's... Well, what's that?
Try it.
I don't like that.
Why? Uh-uh.
What's wrong with it?
It's like hard, but also it's like water. It's like hard water.
You're literally describing a cucumber.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I got... Oh, no. I got to the seed part.
I can't wish people could see his face.
I can't.
Do it.
No.
Finish it.
I can't.
Finish that cucumber.
His eyes are watering.
This is so disgusting.
His eyes are watering.
I don't care if this is bullying or not. Go to HR, but you finish that cucumber right now.
It tasted so, like, fresh.
Kevin's body is literally...
I'm gonna be sick.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.